85. How do you specify the default value for a query parameter in Swagger? You specify the default value for a query parameter in Swagger using the @apiperm annotation with the default value attribute. 86. How do you document a list of items in a response in OpenAPI? You document a list of items in a response in OpenAPI by using array and specifying the item's property within the schema. 87. How do you document response codes for different scenarios in OpenAPI? You document response codes for different scenarios in OpenAPI by specifying multiple @api response annotations for each scenario. 88. How do you document custom request headers in Swagger? You document custom request headers in Swagger by using the @requestHeader annotation and the @apiperm annotation. 89. How do you document the response content type in OpenAPI? You document the response content type in OpenAPI by using the media type within the content property of the response. 90. How do you enable Swagger for a Spring Boot application? You enable Swagger in a Spring Boot application by adding the Swagger dependencies to the palm.xml file and annotating the main class with @enableSwagger2. 91. How do you document path parameters in Swagger? You document path parameters in Swagger using the @apiperm annotation along with @path variable. 92. How do you document query parameters in OpenAPI? You document query parameters in OpenAPI using the parameter section with the name, in, and description fields. 93. How do you document response codes in Swagger with different messages? You document response codes with different messages in Swagger by using multiple @api response annotations for each status code. 94. How do you generate an API documentation for a REST API in Spring Boot? You generate API documentation in Spring Boot using Swagger by adding dependencies in the palm.xml and configuring Swagger in a configuration class. 95. How do you specify the response content type in Swagger for a custom class? You specify the response content type in Swagger for a custom class using the @api response annotation and the response attribute. 96. How do you handle pagination in Swagger documentation? You handle pagination in Swagger by documenting the query parameters for page size and page number, and using a response model that includes pagination details. 97. How do you document the API version in Swagger? You document the API version in Swagger by specifying the version in the docket bean configuration. 98. How do you test API endpoints with Swagger UI? You test API endpoints with Swagger UI by accessing the Swagger UI page in the browser and invoking the endpoints directly from the UI. Swagger UI provides an interactive interface to send requests and view responses for each documented API endpoint. 99. How do you enable the use of Swagger in a Spring Boot project? You enable Swagger in a Spring Boot project by adding the necessary dependencies in the palm.xml file and configuring it with @enableSwagger2. 100. How do you document custom exception handling in Swagger? You document custom exception handling in Swagger by specifying the response codes for different exceptions using @api response annotations for each error type. 101. How do you add custom headers in OpenAPI documentation? You add custom headers in OpenAPI documentation by specifying the headers property inside the @operation annotation. 102. How can you create multiple API versions in a Spring Boot project? You can create multiple API versions by adding versioning through request mapping and separating the APIs using path versioning. 103. How do you handle authentication and authorization in Swagger documentation? You handle authentication and authorization in Swagger documentation by using security and security schemes in the Swagger config. 104. How do you enable filtering in Swagger UI? You enable filtering in Swagger UI by setting the Swagger UI.filter property to true in the application.properties file. 105. How do you document response models in Swagger for complex objects? You document response models in Swagger for complex objects using the @api response annotation and specifying the response model class. 106. How do you handle versioning of API documentation? You handle versioning of API documentation by using path versioning or header versioning. Path versioning is done by including the version in the URL, while header versioning uses HTTP headers. Example for path versioning, 107. How do you include an external documentation link in Swagger? You include an external documentation link in Swagger by setting the external docs attribute in the docket configuration. 108. How do you use OpenAPI specification to define a custom object schema? You use OpenAPI specification to define a custom object schema by defining the object using components.schemas. 109. How do you specify required fields in OpenAPI schema? You specify required fields in OpenAPI schema by using the @schema, required equals true, annotation on the field. 110. How do you manage different API documentation for different environments in Swagger? You manage different API documentation for different environments in Swagger by setting different Swagger configuration profiles based on the environment, e.g., using it profile annotations or external configuration. 111. How do you customize the default Swagger UI theme? You can customize the default Swagger UI theme by overriding the default CSS styles with custom CSS files. This can be achieved by using the swaggerui.css file. 112. How do you generate Swagger documentation for multiple Spring Boot modules? You generate Swagger documentation for multiple Spring Boot modules by creating a separate Docket beam for each module and then using it import to bring them together. 113. How do you configure Swagger to only document specific methods? You configure Swagger to only document specific methods by using the @API operation annotation at the method level. 114. How do you include request parameters in Swagger documentation? You include request parameters in Swagger documentation by using the @parameter annotation for each parameter. 115. How do you document exceptions in Swagger? You document exceptions in Swagger by using the @API response annotation to specify the error responses. 116. How do you include sample request and response data in Swagger? You include sample request and response data in Swagger by using the @API model property annotation and providing sample data. 117. How do you configure Swagger to show API responses based on status codes? You configure Swagger to show API responses based on status codes by using the @API response annotation for each status code. 118. How do you integrate Swagger with Spring Security? You integrate Swagger with Spring Security by configuring security settings to allow Swagger UI to be accessed without authentication, or by adding custom security rules. 119. How do you set up the API documentation for a Spring Boot project using OpenAPI 3.0? You set up API documentation for a Spring Boot project using OpenAPI 3.0 by adding the Spring.OpenAPI dependency and configuring the OpenAPI beam. 120. How do you automatically generate Swagger documentation for new APIs in a Spring Boot project? You automatically generate Swagger documentation for new APIs in a Spring Boot project by using the @REST controller and @request mapping annotations, combined with Swagger annotations like @API operation and @API response.